All right, y'all. So we're here, but we're going to do things a little bit differently, but kind of the same. We got Notch here, and your boy Jams here. Notch, would you rather question? Would you rather be able to speak and know all languages of the world or play all instruments ever made?
So I feel like I'm in the hot seat, and this is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the way T was talking about. Lights down, dim. Let's get into this. Would you rather or know and speak all languages or play every instrument in the world? Me personally, it goes down to languages and know every language. I absolutely think that's a wonderful question. To be able to speak and hear and communicate with everybody in the world, that would just be amazing.
That would be crazy.
It would just, we're talking ancient language to modern day language. There's a gentleman that I follow on YouTube. I'll have to figure out his name because it's very hard to pronounce. It's a Chinese name, but he's a white boy from New York. He spent some time in China, and his brain works differently than ours. And he knows it only takes him like 2 weeks to pick up a new language.
That's crazy.
And it's so cool to watch him talk to people in their own language and see how it brightens their day. So put me down for learn a new language. Instrument would be really cool. But you can't give me another opportunity to learn every language. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I feel that the instruments part for me, just because like I wish I would have played more instruments younger. Like I played a little bit of saxophone. Like I wish I would have played more, and just because music is everything to me. So like I would love that. But then like Notch said, speaking all languages, that just would make you such a world traveled person, and just seeing cultures and just developing like relationships around the world and just seeing different things. That would be amazing. Like even languages like that aren't even heard of to the general public. Like that would be crazy. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
It's one of those things I personally love. So in my free time or my dating life, I actually dated a girl from Ghana in Africa. And being able to speak her language, and she taught me a lot of stuff even after we became friends and stuff like that. But after, I still continued. So to this day, I like to pick up a word here and there and be able to say that I know how to speak. It's called Twi or Twi.
Okay.
And it's a language in African culture. Ghanaian, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. See, Nacho over here being real traveled, man.
Hey, but you could tell me, hey, do you know Spanish? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Speak like seven years of Spanish. My family speaks Spanish, and oh man, I don't know what it is about Spanish, man. It's
straight
just
up.
Yeah,
I took 5 years of Spanish, and I'm just like, I can hear conversations. Like, why the fuck did I take Spanish? Because I can't even speak it. Like, I mean, I can speak a little bit and have like a little conversation, but don't even try to get no slang on me, because I'm like, huh?
Right.
Talk to me in English now.
I think it's just the speed. The speed gets me sometimes. I can read it. When it's in text,
yes.
I can read it and I can respond. Mm-hmm. But when you just speak it to me, I'm like,
no, sorry.
I'm like, I know you said tortilla in there somewhere. Like, are we eating?
Did you say tortilla?
But great question, T. Welcome, cruel world.
Yes. Welcome back to the Random Cool Show. Not sure. You take the hands of the intro for today.
Hey, cool world. Welcome. We're back. I believe this is episode 10.
Let's get
man,
weird.
Man, I'm missing it. Yeah. Let's get weird. We're going to talk about that in a second. But random cool people out there, welcome, welcome. We appreciate you guys. I am Notch, also Derek, and I'm here with my best friend co-hosting the Random Cool Show, T. Go ahead and break it down for the people.
What up, cool world? Yes, it's your boy Jam and T back again with another Random Cool Show. And, you know, we got to pay the bills before we get into our very interesting topics. Once again, thank you guys for listening. You guys are doing us great things with this podcast. Our numbers are going up. And as you guys have seen on YouTube, we have the videos up, but you can't see our beautiful faces up there. But we are on YouTube. And the reason why we're on there is because we want you guys to interact and put more comments down. Instead of in the direct messages, because YouTube, you know how the YouTube works, the YouTube game is, but we want to see you guys engaged more to even in the community of the Random Cool, of all you coolies out there, and just to develop relationships more to the show. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. That is in the description below. Also, describe and subscribe to this podcast on any of your podcast platforms that you love. This is going to be your favorite Colorado podcast. You know, we're just going to put that out there. Favorite Colorado podcast from your boys, Jam and Notch. Make sure you guys head over to our Instagram pages and head over to the Cool Attire Shop to purchase random cool merch and cool attire needs. And did I miss anything else, Notch?
I do want to break it down for three things. So T mentioned Cool Attire. Check it out. He threw down some headbands, which were really cool. I need to pick me up one. Absolutely loved it. That's awesome. I wear a headband every time I work out or to go out, keep myself cool. So I'm definitely going to pick up one of those. The next episode, T, I think we should do it. I think we're going to do a live Instagram recording. That way you guys can see our faces. We want you guys to get involved. So we'll probably drop it in our social media when we're going to do it so you guys could be there. I've already told a few of you guys out there. Everybody's super excited. So check that out. That way you can see our beautiful faces, or more T and then me. and then lastly, but not least, T said, leave those comments. Big shout outs to John Smith, 369, whatever your name was. Man, if you're out there and you're listening, if I know you, we should have some one-on-one conversations, because absolutely love that you left a comment, but we definitely need to talk. So we should, I'm guessing, I'm trying to pick who it might be.
Yeah.
It might be somebody random, but John Smith, I know you did not meet with Pocahontas. You're trying to be a little sly, hide yourself. Shout out us. Come talk to us. We definitely need to talk.
Yeah. if you're really trolling out there, John Smith, just to come on the pod, all you got to do is ask us. That's why we got the comment section. You don't have, if you just wanted to get on the show, just ask. That's all you got to do. Just ask. We'll be willing and happily to go down with the structure and how we run the show.
Definitely. Just one word is pretty awesome. If you want to talk it out, maybe you got you want to hear something different. You want to give us some feedback. It's absolutely, we're arms wide open. So definitely. Yep. Hit us up.
Yeah.
John
Smith, yeah. And before you say something, make sure you take off your bra and say it with your chest next time.
Just so you know, we're just joking. I don't know who John Smith is, but I thought that instead of getting mad and stuff, I was cracking up.
I laughed at it too.
Oh my gosh.
I laughed at it too.
This is probably somebody I know BSing us.
We are on the internet. It's all right.
But T, how you been? Let's get into this. How are things going?
It's been crazy. I mean, you could hear my little hoarseness on my voice, and I just have a cold, and just trying to get some things going and just staying busy. It's been a long week. Birthdays and surprise birthdays and family. It's been one of those. But how about you, Notch?
Man, see, I've known you since what, 2000? Probably
before. No, 90. Like around,
it had to been 99, because that's when I moved here from Georgia.
Yes.
So around 99,
98, 99, maybe 97.
We're in middle school. So how old were we in middle school? Like 12 to 14?
Yes. So 2001, we were freshmen.
I just got to say, first off, happy birthday to Avery, TJ's little boy. Yeah. He turned 9 today.
Yes.
But at the same time, Avery, when you hear this, because I know you want to get on this and listen to us, stop getting old, man. You're making me feel old. T, it is crazy to think, not only you have three beautiful children, but at the same time, Avery is almost a preteen.
Bro.
God.
Don't remind me. Don't remind. See, the one we got to worry about is the 5-year-old. That one's 5 going on 15.
Oh, I can't. No. Right now, we're only talking about Avery because he's a guy. When your girls get older, that's when I become open carry. Like,
bro.
You've ever seen Bad Boys when Will Smith was Bad Boys 2? That whole scene, that is definitely going to be us. Yeah, I swear 30. To God. Erica's going to be like, leave her alone. Mm-hmm. It's her first date. We're going to be out there with binoculars.
Yep. Just, we're going to be doing the most. Nope.
They need to stop getting old. They need to stop growing. It just makes me feel old.
Bro, I'm telling you. Because it's making our paychecks diminish. So we're always taking care of kids. So, and that's the segue that we have for the question of the week. Question of the week I put this out maybe a week ago, and I said, describe your paycheck with a movie title. Now, we got quite a few on these, Notch.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear some.
So the first one is probably the most common one. That was direct message. Gone in 60 seconds.
That is definitely true. I love seeing the memes where it's like, it shows like Richie Rich when you first get your paycheck, and then the next one's like Scrooge McDuck when he's like wearing the torn up clothes, and it's like, damn, I paid all my bills. Gone in 60 seconds is probably, that probably takes the cake right there.
Well, and then the other one, Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's another one. Oh, here's another one. Tax Collector.
Tax Collector. Oh, God. I don't even know what movie that is.
That movie's wild. It's the one where I believe the robber goes into the house wanting to rob the place, but then there's another dude in there that's like a mass serial killer.
Hmm.
It's bugged out. It's been a minute since I've seen it. I think that's the one. Let us know down in the comments on YouTube if that's the right movie, or put a link to the movie of what we're talking about.
Yeah, definitely, because I've never heard of that. But speaking of, oh my gosh, when you think about taxes, man.
Oh,
I mean, did my taxes. It's an up and down story of owing and not owing, and mm-hmm. how much you make, and then you're like, oh, you're in the lower class, now you're in the middle class, and I'm like, how's the middle class getting screwed over? Where's the upper class? And they're getting money back. Taxes, to me, I don't know, man. Like,
it's a game.
At some point, when do we just be like, yo, the government literally is screwing it for tax? You tax your food. Well, first off, let's start from the beginning. Let's tax your paycheck. Then we're gonna tax your food and your clothes and all that stuff that you
yep.
need. And mm-hmm. then at the end of the year, we're also going to ask for more money. Like, tax your housing and your car and all this stuff. It's just crazy.
It's like, didn't I already pay? Like, didn't I already pay? Like, why are you double charging?
You want to know if the grocery store, I pay taxes on my groceries and then I made too much, so now I got to give you money? Like, mm-hmm. what?
And it's like, you guys are like the restaurants that are like, oh, here's another service fee. For what? What'd you do? Why was there another fee? Didn't I already pay?
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
They don't do that in other countries. The gratuity is put in it sometimes, or it is optional to tip. Like, definitely in Italy, right? I'm pretty yeah. sure in Italy, you don't have to tip, or it's worked into your bill.
Any more like that? Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's see. What's the next one? This one just says, nope.
Nope. First, great movie.
That movie's fucking wild. I've watched that movie multiple times. That movie's crazy.
Yep.
They'll chew you up and spit you right back out. let's see. Lost in Translation.
Yep.
This one, you got to see the person say it. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. Like, come on, man. I can't keep working this hard. And my money is just, something's got to give. Come on, dog.
That's a good one.
Inflation. This one got me. Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain. I'm like, okay, we could take out the sexuality out of it, but I got you. Play on words. I got you. This one. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Yeah, it's just true.
I got a bone to pick with that movie, though. I got a bone to pick with that movie. Okay, Notch. You know I love weird shit. I love weird yeah. shit. That movie was fucking weird.
It was weird, but it was good. It's almost like
it was hard to follow for me, and I'm yeah. like, I'm hip to shit. But this one, I was like, okay, I gotta watch this multiple times because there's like timelines and different faces. Oh, sorry, spoiler alerts. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, just shit
T
like
over here
that.
Telling everybody like, all right, yeah. let's break this down. Scene one,
what? Exactly. All part one.
Yeah, it definitely was hard to follow. I liked it. I watched it when it first came out, and then I just I saw it was on, I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. And it's I started rewatching. I got halfway through, then some big stuff happened that I was just like, not watching this anymore.
So. Yep. Yeah, that movie was, it bugged me out because I'm like, okay, I don't know what is going on. And I'm paying attention. Like, shit, I paid attention to Inception. I at least know what's going on. But that's movie for another day has many, many holes in the story. But so just, Nacho and I, we're about to be Cisco and Ebert. We're about to break down movies for y'all. Y'all just wait.
I'd be down for that. You know I'd be down for that.
You just wait and give our take on the movies. But anyway, yeah, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix right now. Speaking of another one, describe your paycheck with a movie title, Misery.
Misery? That was so... Just the paycheck thing, yes, definitely, but such a good movie.
That movie was wild.
Who is that? Molly? Oh, what is her name?
It's a Stephen King movie.
It's a Stephen King, but the actress in there, she's one of my favorites.
I'm going to be so mad. Kathryn Bateman? No, what's her name?
Kathy Bates.
Mm-hmm. And Josh Kahn.
Great freaking movie.
Yeah, that movie is just wild. How are you going to let this old lady get you? And you got hurt. She trying to feed you. Like, this is that movie. So many levels. So many levels. Let's see.
Stephen King, man. He's just great.
Man, he's a genius. He's a genius. All right, I got two more.
All right, let's hear this.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Damn.
Someone's out here getting bread. I'm like, okay, all right.
Okay. Keep that one anonymous so you don't get drunk.
And then this one. Is spinning their bread on a lot of stuff. All right. Cocaine Bear. I was like, oh shit, somebody got a habit.
Oh my God.
Somebody got a habit.
See, I don't know who our listeners are out there, but man.
Bro.
It went from like the same plane that I'm at, then like, oh, they got a lot of money, and then damn. You got lots of money.
Somebody's down
bad. Sneaking that nose candy.
Who wants to party? Who wants some Buddha?
Who wants some Buddha? All right, I got three for you.
Okay,
I
got my one. Yeah. So go ahead.
So I've got three that are just jokingly funny, and I had to put them in there. Super bad.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Had to put super bad.
I mean, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
My next one is Taken.
Oh, shit. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I had to put this one there. I thought it was funny, and this is just because we both relate to this. Oh, brother, where art thou?
Fuck. Constant sorrows.
Oh, man.
Just constant sorrows.
We thought you was a horny toad.
And then our paycheck's like, do not seek the treasure.
Do not seek the treasure.
The taxes are going to take it. Do not seek the treasure.
I see my paycheck. I got a RUNNOFT.
And the sirens are what we pay at fast food every goddamn day.
Jeez, man.
Those are good ones. Those are good ones. Hell yeah. Those are freaking good.
Yeah.
Okay, the one that I have.
Let's hear this tea.
Daddy Daycare.
Oh, man.
Daddy Daycare.
Yep, that's it right there. We were talking about it earlier.
Like, bro, when we went to Disneyland 2 years ago, I had this Mickey shirt and it had the Mickey thumbs, and it said, this guy right here is paying for everything. I had a manager from Disneyland come up. He goes, he had like a sigh on his face. He's like, sir, we appreciate you bringing your family here so much. If there's anything we could accommodate for you, because I know you spend so much money.
Because that was you, your wife, your three kids.
Mm-hmm. And our other good friend's family.
And you had your other friend's family, but did you pay for all of them too, or just
no, just our family?
I can't. I mean, I've been to Disney World and Disneyland by myself. Well, me and somebody else,
bro.
I couldn't even imagine. Bro, that's just nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's set up. It's set up kid friendly where you have to buy shit. You gotta buy shit.
I'm like, telling you, the only reason I could probably make it through, is what Disney now sells alcohol.
Yes.
That's the only way.
Yes.
I didn't even have kids, and those kids made me drink a lot.
Yo, when I was in Cali, when we went to Adventure Park and Disneyland, My mind was on the beignets.
The beignets.
I had the baby in the stroller. I was like, all right, babe, I'll be back. We're going to go get some beignets. And she was like, you were gone for like 5 minutes and you were right back. I was like, yeah, I knew where them beignets were. And everybody was mad because they lost 3 pounds during the trip too. I was like, why are you mad? You guys lost weight. Like,
That's a plus.
I guess a win-win. And speaking of which, Disneyland is now changing the wait times in line. And the reason why, they want to decrease the time that you wait in line so that way you're out in the park more where you spend more money.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
That's what I heard. I mean, don't come out for us, Disney. I'm just saying it's something I heard on the internet. So don't come after us.
See, we're already owned by Disney. The bottom of my foot says Andy. I don't know where that came from.
It won't come off. It won't come off.
Andy, and the N is backwards. And I'm like, I went to Disney World once and it's there.
You Andy's like, bitch. You Andy's
bitch. That's exactly what happened. I saw Walt Disney's statue and then all of a sudden I was just owned. At one point, I thought it was part of Wu-Tang Clan because everybody's there, and now it's just Disney because Wu-Tang Clan is Disney.
36 chambers of it all. See, and another thing, not to cut it too long, Universal Studios in Florida is making 5 more parks.
I even saw that they're expanding, Disneyland is expanding five more sections.
Yes, they are.
They just bought land out there. Well, first off, Disney World to Disneyland, I get it, it's California and stuff. The only reason I went to Disneyland is because Coco is out there, and I had to get a picture with that. Yeah. That's the only reason we went there. But Disneyland needs help because Disney World is like magnificent and wonderful, and it's crazy. But Disneyland definitely needs help, and I'm excited they're expanding. So we'll see what they do.
And I love Disneyland. Disneyland was dope. Florida, not so much. We had a little bit bad experience, but we may go back. But Universal Studios is on my list, and the 5 parks are nuts. If y'all check it out, it's Universal Studios Epic, I believe, and it has Celestial Park. It has Dark World, where it's like old school Frankenstein, Dracula, the werewolf type stuff. They're making How to Train Your Dragon Land.
That's pretty dope.
Super Mario and Donkey Kong. And what was the other one?
Where's Mario World? That's in Japan, isn't it?
It's in Cali too.
Okay, I thought Cali. Yeah, that's crazy that Universal's going to do a Mario.
So they're going to Super Mario Land. They're going to expand it, and it's going to have Donkey Kong. The Donkey Kong rides look nuts. Remember that's where you're cool. Playing Donkey Kong Country and you're in the cart with the fire and you're skipping broken rails?
Yeah.
That's how the ride is.
The hill, the ride, jumping rails.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to take too much of everybody's time, but y'all need to check out the Donkey Kong ride and Universal Studios Epic. It's nuts.
Man, so one of the things that I do love, I actually had a friend that worked for Walt Disney World when I worked for a company, and he told me all like the stuff that you can and can't do, how you can't have tattoos. If you're a character, you can't talk about it at all. Okay. But I did read that those characters out in California, not at Disney World or Disneyland or anything, but those ones that you see on the Boulevard, on Hollywood Boulevard, they're robbing people now. People are going crazy. Yeah.
Nope. Well, shit, they do that in Vegas, too.
Yeah, those are those card stripper people
there's Elmo. Yeah. You want to see a show? Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. They're like, hey, you got these trading cards? I'm like, got it. Ooh, rookie card, got it.
Remember when you Trey, and Sully went out to Vegas, and that guy was like, I got that Coke.
Oh, Jesus. Vegas, man.
And then, remember the last time we went out there? And we seen those two girls scrapping.
Dude, I think the last time we went there was all setup. All I remember, it was super hot. And I was mad that that husky was out there. Somebody had a husky out there on the sidewalk. That pissed me off. But all I remember is I drank a lot. And it was alcohol. Mm-hmm. And coming back, I felt like I was so dehydrated. Because I don't know how many of those flutes I drank.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a wild time.
We drank a lot. That was that's a wild probably time. Why I don't drink anymore.
That was a wild. Yeah, that was a wild.
I drink a time. Lot of water now. I'm still trying to make up for Vegas with all my hydration. Still, and that was years ago.
Yeah, that was even
before the kids.
Yeah, that. Well, we just had Avery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Vegas was nuts. Yeah, like me, you, Chuck, and Chaz. We were getting ready to fight that dude, but then we were like, you know, that's a setup. It was a setup. Like we're gonna be in some shit. I'm like, nah. No, we're okay. Let's go back to the hotel to our girls.
I want to make another trip, right? I want to make another trip to Vegas, though, because of the Sphere. I do want to see something in the Sphere.
I want to see the Sphere, and I want to see the Raiders stadium. As much as I don't like the Raiders, I still want to see that dope-ass stadium.
Oh, God, I threw up. I'll go see the stadium and take a piss on it. Jeez. Oh my God, the stadium for the Raiders, and I think at the T-Mobile Arena, that's where the Vegas Golden Knights play. Oh God.
Oh yeah.
Take a piss on their freaking stadium as well.
We didn't struck a nerve in Nacho.
Everything Vegas, man. They should have stayed in Oakland because it was a city that I never want to visit. Is Oakland like? Now I just got to go to Vegas and I have to see all these dumbasses drunk going,
Raider Nation.
Raiders haven't done anything since like the 70s and they think they're bad as shit.
Since John Madden.
Yeah.
It's coming from a Denver and a Chargers fan. Yeah.
I think it's so funny when they freaking talk shit too. They're just like, Denver sucks. You guys are the worst. This is blah, blah. I'm like, bro, what are you guys doing? Didn't your quarterback just get in trouble for like steroids or something? I don't know. Like, you guys can't stay away from the drugs.
Yeah, y'all got all this money and y'all just can't kick the habit. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I don't even know how we got to Vegas. This is crazy. We're just traveling.
As a segue.
We're just traveling around the United States.
That's it, Notch. That's it. And that leads us to top five. Like, we're going to get into the traveling. We're going to get into some stuff. Top five, Notch.
Let's get into it.
I kind of gave you like a little into it and I didn't want to give it away, but top five countries with the most people 100 years old, they call them centenarians. If I'm saying that right, centenarians. Top five countries with the most people 100 years old. What do you think, Notch? Who's your top five?
I'm going to say over 100. I feel like those are those, like, what are they called? The green spots.
Okay.
Where people tend to live longer and have healthier lives. So I'm going to say Italy.
Okay.
China.
Okay.
I don't know why China, but I feel like they just eat healthier. I don't know. Every country eats healthier. I just read something that the United States, any product in Europe that comes from the United States, it's in those like special stores. Like, oh, we've got a whole section of stuff from the United States, but it's banned.
Yes.
Like,
yes. It's
everything from the United States is banned. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, why? Why does my bread that should only be flour, water, maybe some yeast? I don't even know how to make bread, but I'm just bullshitting. Whatever it is, like four ingredients. And I look at my bread and it's got like 20 ingredients. Mm-hmm. Like, yes,
there's a lot of things they have in the UK that are from America, but the ingredients that are in theirs is not the same as America's. They actually took it out of the UK's.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
It's what's the soda? Fanta?
Yeah. Yes. Fanta? Yes.
So ours is like bright neon orange. Theirs looks like orange juice.
Yeah, it's different.
And it's more natural. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
it's different.
Are you kidding me? I could be drinking natural, healthier soda. That's why I don't even drink soda.
I could be drinking the nectar of the gods. Pause. I could be drinking.
Pause.
Jeez. Okay, so what's your top five?
I feel like I don't know why I'm gonna say Russia. I just feel like those them up there, man. They just survive everything.
Okay.
So China, Italy, Russia.
Italy, Russia.
I'm going to say Greece.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Greece.
Okay, what's your fifth?
I feel like a red spot was in the United States, but it was like California.
Okay.
But I don't feel like that takes the whole United States. We're pretty bad.
Okay.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say New Zealand.
Okay. All right, so you said China, Italy... Russia.
Ch- China, Italy, Russia, Greece,
New Zealand. Greece, and New Zealand. Okay. All right, guys. Well, let us know what you think in the comments below or if you found some other information. But we're going to start with number 10. Number 10, Nacho said this one. Russia with 22,600 100-year-old people.
That's probably the census. Half of them people don't even answer the door.
Bro.
And they survive.
Their cortisol level don't go up. They get to chew. Like, they ain't got no worries.
I saw a quick video from...
Keeps them young.
They dunk their kids when it's snowing in ice water. And they make them plunge. Not they dunk, but the kids actually go in there voluntarily to actually get their bodies accumulated to the weather.
Yeah. They do that in Scandinavia a lot. So they actually have saunas on the rivers and the lakes that are floating, and the people go into the saunas and then they jump in the cold water that the saunas are floating on, and then they come back on the floating sauna, get back in the sauna, and then they jump back in too. There's mad benefits when it comes to saunas and cold plunges. I know it's a new trend, but there's a lot of studies with it. Like, why do you think there's saunas and people that do schwitzes back in the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just saying, they got tough skin, man. Them MMA fighters, when they come over here and they talk about their training and what their family did, I'm like, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, number 9, Germany, 23,513.
We don't talk about Germany.
Number 8, Brazil, 23,760. I'm trying to go to Brazil, but I'm afraid of Brazil because of tattoos I got. Even though they're not gang related or anything, but yeah, you didn't hear about this years ago. There's a lot of gangs out there. I can't remember the gang name in Brazil, but there's tourists that have been claiming of getting their tattoos cut off by these gangs that are around Brazil.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to go to Brazil like Pharrell and Snoop did. Beautiful. I just want you to know.
Brazil is a very beautiful place. Definitely beautiful. I think you just have to go there and know
what
you're expecting and where to go. And just be careful.
Mm-hmm.
That's anywhere. That's even here in the United States.
Yeah,
man.
You're right.
You can't even go
in
the United States.
Can't even go to Compton. We ain't going to get started, but yeah.
Who's number 17?
Number seven is France with 25,960.
Oh,
Un baguette. Je m'appelle de France.
It's crazy. I don't have a desire to go to Europe, but I love French culture and Italian. Well, if I would go, I'd have to go to like Italy and Greece. Like those two are like my major places.
Okay.
But like, man, the gloominess. There's a backstory behind this.
Okay.
The movie Hostel freaked me the fuck out.
Oh, why you gotta go there?
It's
close to bedtime. Why you gotta go there?
Dude, anybody's like, oh, you could stay in hostels. Hell no.
Have you seen that movie?
So much more money to go into some place where it's safe. U.S. Embassy, I'll sleep on the ground right there where everybody could see.
No. That's right. That movie.
I like my Achilles heel. I don't need that snapped.
Oh, fuck. That movie is scary kids scaring kids. What the fuck?
I get it. That was more like the where Jokic came from, like that area, like the tough areas of Europe. But at the same time, like, nah.
Yeah.
But Euro trip, like, go to a funnier side. Like, I loved Euro trip, and it made me want to go to those places at the same time.
Harold and Kumar when they went to freaking New Zealand or went to Amsterdam. I mean, come on. Okay. Number 6, Thailand.
Wow. That one's
With 26,137, according to
I wonder if that's just because the. Isn't Bangkok in Thailand?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Bangkok is in Thailand. Mm-hmm. So it can't be modern. I was thinking maybe they're not as modernized, but they are.
They're pretty
wild out there. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if it's just what they eat. I'm thinking, looking at all these ones so far, it's like what they're putting in their bodies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's go top 5.
Okay, top 5, guys. Top 5. Countries with the most 100-year-old centenarians. India with 2,000. 27,000, yes. Mm-hmm.
Talk about a place I don't
want but you to go see to. It like oh, God. I see I don't want to go there either. It's just I'm afraid of the food. I'm afraid I won't be able to eat anything out there.
That's drink talking about like out there. The culture, I love the culture. I would love to go like Taj Mahal, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
But man, Mecca.
One of the places I've always wanted to go to, there's those islands out there that's right in the Indian Ocean, and they're beautiful. I don't know why I always forget the name.
Okay.
But to get there from the United States, you have to fly to Asia, and then you have to go to India to get to the Maldives. Oh,
shit. Okay.
And the Maldives are on my bucket list. I want to go to the Maldives. I'm going to make it there somehow.
Yes.
But to fly in India, I'm literally staying in the airport. Yeah. I can't do it.
Nope.
I love watching traveling shows, and every time I go there, man, my anxiety just goes all
bro.
The roof.
Yes, bro.
Like, too many people. There's no, like, there's no organization to anything.
Yep.
I love that they respect animals and stuff, but they don't respect dogs. So then me personally, I'd come back and I'd be like, yeah, I adopted like half of the nation's dogs.
Natural got a full house.
Just came back with a big ass boat of dogs. Release them into the wild.
Be free.
They're like, but you can't eat cows. I'd be like, you're not supposed to eat dogs, dude. Like,
what's wrong with
damn.
You?
Damn. Like,
the cow is sacred. The dog is sacred.
I get it. The cow. I don't eat that much beef either, but leave the dog alone, too.
Jeez. Oh, shit. Okay. Number four. Malaysia.
I could see Malaysia. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all what they're inputting in their bodies. Mm-hmm. Like
43,599.
Malaysia and just that's crazy because there's a lot of stuff out there that could kill you too.
Oh, bro, tell me about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, number three, you said this one.
Let's go.
China.
Greece.
64,166 100-year-old people.
So, does this in Asia, especially in China, they do eat really, really healthy.
Yep.
And they have a really especially with like Tai Chi and all that stuff. Yep. Like, and they're very active at old age and stuff. But is that a technicality because they have so many people living there?
It's
just like,
I guess you could say that.
Like the numbers are like fluctuated and altered because there's like crazy amounts of people out there.
Yeah. Tons of people.
I feel like that might be the same with India. I just don't see India being in India, like them. It's just, I don't know.
India just looks so crazy because it's so small. Like, I wouldn't say that. Like, the areas are very overcrowded, which makes it look like China.
And, yeah, I'm actually going to do my own research on this and see about India because also India, when I think of India, I think of, like, the busy places in India.
Yes,
but India's huge when it comes to it, and they've got a lot of outskirt areas.
Mm-hmm.
And Nepal is very close to India, and you think about all those people, those mountain areas.
Yep.
They live healthy lives.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Like meditation. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I don't know.
Yep. Number two, you said this one, and then you took it out.
Was it Australia?
It was the U.S. of A.
Oh,
our homeland, 80,139.
See, I think those are green spots. I bet you a lot of them live out in California, too.
Probably.
I have a feeling.
Probably. And then number one, my favorite country to visit, and we will get into this, which is a part of the topics of interest, Japan.
Oh, Japan.
92,139, 100-year-old people that live in this country.
Wow. Let's
Japan.
Go to Japan.
I want to go to Japan so bad, Notch. Like, I love the culture of Japan. I love the respect value. I love the cleanliness. I know there's bad parts of Japan in their history as well. Like, when you go to feudalism and, you know, the feudal times back in the day with the samurais. But just how they just take care of things and just the food, the McDonald's is so different. Instead of getting french fries, you get peas and carrots. Like, they sell boba tea. They sell matcha tea. Like, you're not allowed to eat street food while you're walking. You have to sit down if you order from any street food vendor. You're not allowed to walk like you are here in America and walk on the street while you eat. Like, you go get a hot dog or a Philly cheesesteak and you can walk the streets. No, once you buy, it's put in a container and you sit your ass down at the table and eat. You throw it in the trash, which the trashes are covered by nets so the mice don't get in them, and they keep the streets clean.
That's really cool. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So, me personally, when it comes to Japan, I would love to visit it. But the culture, of course.
Yes.
I'm very big on history and to go see all that stuff out there. Mount Fuji is on my bucket list to go see that. I think that's one of the prettiest, probably, being loving to take pictures and photography.
The cherry blossoms out there.
The cherry blossoms, bamboo, and all that stuff. Just I'm thinking it's more photography based for me.
Yeah, more
but
aesthetics.
You hit it with the food thing as well.
Yeah.
I love watching people go to Japan and China and all that area with their vending machines, which
Bro,
is weird.
They're so
their
crazy
vending
about
machines
them.
Are so diverse and so random.
Yep.
There was a vending machine that this guy went to that I follow on YouTube, and it was cheeseburgers. And it was just the most random things that I'm like, there was a black squid ink burger.
Oh.
And it was weird because it came from a vending machine. It was warmed up in the vending machine, but it looked fresh and delicious. And I was
That's
like,
crazy.
What is going on? Like,
See?
How does a vending machine look delicious? But McDonald's here is just like, oh, God.
It looked like they just threw that shit together.
Yeah.
See, and that's dope, too, because I watch a lot of those, and I watch a lot of Korean street food. The Korean street food is amazing. It looks so amazing. Everything is fresh every time they make it. Every time. Like, the oil, you know, I used to work at Burger King. Sorry, I'll make y'all get sick. Burger King, sometimes the oil stays in there, and it's nasty oil. That's why the French fries taste the way they do. But in Korea, they are so clean with their kitchens. They take all the grease out and they put brand new grease in every time they work, every time they cook.
Yeah.
Everything's hella fresh.
That's why they're thinner and they're healthier.
Fucking crazy.
Just makes me hungry. And it goes back to, you said French fries. Why does our French fries, when I think of how to make a French fry, how do you make a French fry, T?
Bro, my French fries, I wash my potatoes, I cut them up, I wash them, I let them soak. So because I got a little ways to get them crispy and stuff, I put my seasoning, little olive oil, and I put them in my air fryer.
Right? Okay.
A little bit of oil.
That's it.
And I put it in the air fryer. Yep.
Why do McDonald's French fries, which are supposed to be frozen fresh and then thawed out or deep fried or whatever, have 20 different ingredients?
It's
I just
crazy.
Don't understand it.
I don't
it's
get
a potato.
It. It's a
potato.
It's a potato. It's from the earth.
Just freaking slice it up, cook it. There it is. You make enough money that shit can go rotten for a little bit. Give me some damn fresh potatoes.
Yes.
Digging
real shit.
You know who I got to give a shout out to is Five Guys. Five Guys slices the potatoes right then and there. There's nothing extra.
Exactly. It's right there. See, and I love French fries. I love Papa's Fritas. I love poutine. Like, I love fucking French fries.
This guy went Canadian on us and said poutine.
I love French fries. So, yeah, bro. We're trying to be real traveled over here, if you didn't notice.
This guy said poutine. He lives in Pueblo. Got that green chili down there and says poutine. You gotta see smothered French fries with some green chili.
Those are bomb, too. But
said
poutine.
Gravy and cheat curds.
Oh, poutine is a bowl. It's delicious.
No, it is definitely delicious. It's definitely, if you haven't tried it, it's something worth it.
Yeah, sir.
I can't do gravy.
We went to this spot in Delaware a couple years ago, the wife and I, and way before kids, and we went to Rehoboth Beach. They had a spot where it was a French fry spot. All they sold were French fries. They don't have condiments of ketchup or mustard. It's only salt and vinegar. They were bomb. They were the best fries I've ever had in my life. They were so good. And they were crispy, and then they were soft. The flavor was dope. They weren't over salt. Like, it was – those fries were fucking bomb.
So is that the best food traveling? So we're talking about traveling this episode. Mm. Is that the best food that you've ever experienced in the United States or in the world?
I would – yes. And you know what? I haven't been out of the States, which I'm very sad about, but I am planning to hopefully get that going. Those French fries were bomb as hell. I've had Bomb Barbecue in Philadelphia, believe it or not. And I didn't even get a Philly cheesesteak out there. Like, I've had some good food around places, but I want to experience more food. Like, yeah. I can't say definitively, yes, it was the best, because there's so much more I want to try.
Yeah, I think when I travel, because I haven't been traveling as much recently, but growing up in the military and then traveling a lot, food is, I base everything off of food.
Yeah.
Unless something screws up the whole experience.
Yeah.
When I went to, so one of my favorite spots in the United States to eat is the Southern in Florida, Florida, Bama area, the seafood there, Southern food. I have never loved it. I don't like hush puppies. I never have, never would eat them. And then I went to this, it was crazy. It was on the Alabama, Florida border. And it was this house that was converted into a restaurant. The grandma lived in the back. I don't know how she did it, but they were called Royal Red Shrimp. Okay. And the hush puppies that she gave us were just like, I'm drooling right now. It's crazy how good Southern food was. And then when I was in New Orleans, I had I had swordfish and flounder. Okay. And it was crazy because we were the only people in the restaurant. I had ordered this platter of different foods, which had swordfish because I love swordfish. And then they came out and they were like, hey, we just deep fried this flounder because it was catch of the day, but we have extra. Would you like to have it? Oh my God.
That sounds delicious.
Flounder is the ugliest fish you could ever look at, but it is
delicious.
So good. And then swordfish is like the steak of the sea. Ooh, I love swordfish.
That sounds fucking bomb. See, we went to Texas and I had red snapper.
Ooh, snapper's good too.
Red snapper. That was ridiculous.
It's the craziest thing about growing, I never loved eating fish, especially like freshwater. Mm-hmm. I still don't like freshwater as much.
No.
It has to be super, super fresh. But like trout. It's too fishy for me.
Yeah, I can't do trout.
I know everybody's gonna hate me for this because I get flack for it all the time. I do not like salmon. I cannot do salmon.
See, and Erica doesn't like salmon either.
Yeah, I don't.
She doesn't. Yeah,
it's just too fishy. But then you get me saltwater fish.
Ugh. I feel you. See, I love
anything
salmon.
From the ocean.
Yeah, I love
anything
salmon.
From the ocean.
That's probably the only one that I'll eat. But when it comes to seafood. Load my plate up, except oysters and shit. I don't do that.
Oh, man, I could get down on. And that's going worldwide traveling. One of my best foods that I've ever ate, ever. And it's one of my favorite dishes to this day. I'm actually going to make it in the next couple of days, is ceviche. I had ceviche in Cozumel on the island, fresh ceviche. I just love ceviche. Ceviche, anything. Love ceviche. It's my favorite dish. You want to wait to my heart? Give me ceviche.
Some ceviche.
I think in Mexico, that's all I drank rum and cokes, and I ate ceviche.
That's a good diet.
Mexican coke with some rum and ceviche and a lot of pineapple. That's all I ate, man. I loved it. Take me back.
Right. Find me to y'all for the weekend eating ceviche. Oh, so where else would you want to travel to? Notch, because since we're in that topic of traveling and such.
I think we discussed it before, but if you're a traveler, you have to first New Zealand. New Zealanders, if I could get my ass to New Zealand, I probably would never come back.
Bro, I'm trying to see New Zealand's on my list for that, and Japan's on my list when it comes to that. Mm-hmm.
Just New Zealanders or Kiwis, they just know how to live. I just love their whole vibe out there. And then especially when they're close to the coast, Australia and New Zealand, if you're near the coast, just sign me up. I'm all for it. The wildlife, the lifestyle, the foods, all that stuff. I just love it. I love watching people, especially the accent, man. If I could live out there for 5 years and I come back with an accent, I did it on purpose.
Oh, bro, it's Flight of the Conchords all over for me. Like
I did it on purpose.
Shout out to Brett and Jermaine. Like Flight of the Conchords, they make me love New Zealand. Like I love that damn show.
Yeah, right. But traveling, talking about destinations that I would like to go, I think anybody that's ever to travel or you get the opportunity, go see the wonders of the world.
Yes.
That's on my bucket list. I've seen two so far, but I need to go overseas and go to, of course, Pyramids of Giza and what is the one in Jordan? Petra.
Okay.
The Colosseum, Rio de Janeiro, of course. You got to see Christ the Redeemer and the Great Wall of China and all that stuff. Just these are those things that are history, that have history behind them. Yes. And then you get to experience the culture.
Yes.
Definitely. This bucket list, seven wonders of the world, hit them all up. Absolutely wonderful. And then me personally, if you could get me anywhere, we were talking about every single continent. We could go into more deep, but if you can get me on a beach, I'm there.
Wherever it is,
put me on a beach, I'm there. As long as it's not cold. If it's somewhere cold and it's snowing, you probably won't catch me there.
Right. Yep. I feel that. That's, yeah, no.
But let's break this down. So traveling. We've got North America and South America. If you can go anywhere.
Okay.
Where would you like to go?
Like I said, South America, definitely want to see Brazil. Costa Rica would be dope. I don't want to go too deep south because it gets a little wild and stuff like that. Portugal would be dope, but there's not many black colored skins in Portugal. They all look like Messi out there.
Yeah.
But I hear it's beautiful. Yeah, I would say that. What about you, Nacho? I know we talk a lot about the roots, the family roots.
Yeah, me personally, if I could go anywhere, I've done Central America. I've actually lived in Central America, in Panama. And I would love to go back to experience that because I was a kid when I lived in Panama. So I'd love to go back to see Panama just to experience it. But me personally, South America is huge, not on the side that you're thinking of, but more on the Peru side and Chile.
Okay.
And there's a reason behind the Chile section is it's so close. The tip of South America, which I think is Cape of Hope. Cape of Horn or Cape of Hope. I get them too confused with Africa and South America. But you could literally see Antarctica. And I think that's really cool.
That's
to be able to go to that area. And then in that area, you've got a lot of wildlife. They've got the penguins in Peru. Peru?
Yes.
Culture? Absolutely. Would love to go there. We've talked about the Nazca lines and all that stuff. Would love to go see that and Machu Picchu. I'm not down for eating hamster or guinea pigs because that's one of the things that they do.
No, thank you. But
they do have some really good seafood out there. So.
No, thank you.
let's jump ship. And we're
let's jump the pond.
Let's go to Africa.
Johannesburg.
South Africa.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Johannesburg because I seen this on the Travel Channel years ago. There's this house. It's this big-ass mansion. And they say it's like kind of haunted and kind of eerie where there's like doors that are sometimes open and sometimes locked. And when you open them, they lead to nowhere or they lead to other parts of the room. It's kind of like the Winchester House in California.
Damn, T trying to go see some haunted stuff and bring it back.
And I ain't trying to bring it back. No, say a prayer, a little prayer for you. And don't attach to my back as I ain't bringing shit back home.
Funny story real quick. When we went to New Orleans because of the history stuff, when I got back, my mom literally was like, "You didn't bring anything back, right?" I was like, "No, I didn't bring anything back."
You're good. I brought you a souvenir, Mom.
I brought you a shrunken head and some voodoo shit. And there was something called Santeria, and they had like chickens and bloods. And I don't know. It was really cool. I think it was really cool. She definitely experienced it.
See, Louisiana's kind of wild. They have some dark stuff out there.
They got some
dark stuff out there.
We don't talk about Louisiana. And if you know my story, you know it's one day we'll have to talk about it.
We'll have to get
Louisiana
into it.
And I have a love-hate relationship.
Ooh.
And it is not a good one.
See, I got family out there too. And it's like there's four houses like built like in the woods. And it's all my family's house. And it's aunts and uncles and cousins, and they just jump back and forth and have big old gumbo potlucks and all kinds of shit. They live by a railroad track where there's big ass spider webs and scary ass spiders. It's different. It's, it's fucking different out there. It's scary.
Culture is beautiful. The history is beautiful down there. Yes. The food is beautiful. But when your Uber driver, when you get off a plane, says, I don't even trust my damn family. And just talk about it. If you go down to Louisiana for Mardi Gras and you go on Bourbon Street, protect yourself.
Be careful.
Because I got fucked up.
There's a bunch of Byron Semites out there. Y'all better be careful. For real. Shadow Man.
I do like Princess that you said Frog. South Africa, because South Africa is very close to what are they called? Safari land and all that stuff.
Yes.
If we're talking about Africa, I would love to go to Ghana because I know the language and the food there. It's very vibrant. The people there are beautiful. Ghana people are so beautiful. I think they're absolutely beautiful. And then I want to shoot across the way closer to the Mediterranean, which is Egypt.
Yeah. See, I would love to go to Egypt. I'm afraid though, like just the government and just things like, and then I would love to see the pyramids, but then I'd be like, man, let's go inside these pyramids. But I'm not Indiana Jones, so I can't go inside because I wouldn't know how to get the hell out. And
he's breaking laws. I don't even think you go on the pyramids anymore. This guy's like, let's climb to the top. I'm like, oh god, there's T again. He's just got in trouble.
I got in trouble. Yeah, it's just Egypt would be so dope to see because we love aliens, we love that, all that stuff, and the stars align, constellations and stuff. And just to see these things in real time, face to face, be like, this is crazy. How was this built?
Yeah. Egyptian mythology, especially ancient mythology, is all, I mean, I literally have an arm tattoo of it. I love that. And just to be able to go and see the history, one of the oldest things in the world there. It's very modernized. If you look at it on a map, it looks beautiful because they're only looking one direction. But when you look the other direction, it's very trashy and stuff like that. Nah. So you're going to get a realization of how bad we've become as humans. Mm-hmm. At the same time, just the history out there would be absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely.
We're talking about Europe. Let's jump to Europe. Let's go a little north, T.
Okay. Go up. Ireland would be dope to go to. Super green. Just that culture out there. Of course, I want to see the UK. Where else? France. Love to go there. I'd love to go to Venice and seeing that underwater fucking city. Like, that's just crazy to me that that city is still standing with all the water, all the floods that they got there. Like, Greece would be dope. Santorini. Like, there's just so many spots out there in Europe. That Germany, I would love to. My pops got to go to Germany because he was in the military. I would love to see Germany. Budapest, I heard, is gorgeous. Fucking gorgeous.
But I feel like Budapest is part of Asia, though. Is it Europe?
We said Europe.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I'm just, I don't know.
Budapest. Hungary. Yeah, Budapest is in Hungary.
Oh, is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just throwing off. Okay. That's still Europe. You're good. You're good.
Dude, what about you?
You nailed it with Ireland. Ireland culture is absolutely wonderful. I love looking at the country itself. You hit it. It's green. It's beautiful. It's not as touristy as you would think.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I don't drink, but if I go to Ireland, I am going to a pub.
You're gonna have a couple
and
pints.
I am getting fucked up. And me, I personally love Irish music, from cultural, like regular, like basic folklore music, all the way to the punk rock music. And when the Pogues, the main singer, he just recently died. Shane.
Oh shoot!
I mean, man. Ireland was lit when he passed away. Wow. It was sad, but they know how to celebrate life. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love. If somebody passes away, you need to celebrate their life rather than mourn. You can mourn and be sad, but at the same time, celebrate it. And when Shane passed away, man, those bars were hopping.
Damn.
And people were celebrating. And I've never seen his like Michael Jackson, people played music, but not at bars. They weren't crying. They weren't celebrating Michael Jackson's death. We were all mourning when he died.
True.
When Shane passed away, man, they were throwing shots down. The Guinness was going down. They closed cities to celebrate him.
Damn.
Which I thought was absolutely wonderful. Get me there. I want to celebrate. I mean, that's one place that I love to go to just go to a bar. And same thing with Manchester. I'm a huge Manchester United fan. Those Red Devils, they get down. I'd love to party with those guys as well. So party out there. And then me, I would love to go to Greece. Yes. The coast of Greece and the history behind Greece is definitely huge. And it's cheap. It's very, very cheap to go to Greece.
So I do hear
it. Trying to go somewhere, go to Greece. Let's move over to Asia, which Asia is huge. There's a lot out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I already talked about my love for Japan.
Oh, yeah, you said Japan.
Love to go to Japan, Tokyo, Japan, Osaka. I would love to go to so many of those. China, Beijing would be dope to go see. A busy city, but I would definitely love to go to Beijing in China.
Beijing.
Yeah.
I think I would go more out of the way to, like, Mongolia and Nepal.
Okay.
Me personally. Just because, I mean, yeah, of course I'd have to stop in Japan, China, and all that, like Tokyo and all that stuff. But the history behind Mongolia, I love Mongolian music, that throat singing.
Okay.
To be able to see those people, those nomads, and how they live. And then Nepal, I would not love that it's super, super cold, but I have to see Everest.
Okay.
Dude, like... just to be able to see that mountain is just nuts. Or no, just see all those mountains out there. We're in Colorado and we're blessed with these type of mountains.
Yes.
But just think about double the size of mountains.
Yes.
That's just mind blowing to think of.
See, and what's your views on the Middle East? Would you be interested to go to anywhere? Because personally, I'm definitely afraid to go out there.
So I'll tell you a story. When I used to work at Best Buy, I met a lady and she was from Jordan.
Okay.
Tel Aviv.
Oh, yeah. Remember you telling me.
And she asked me, and she was being serious. She's like, "Are you afraid of the Middle East?" And I was like, "I personally have family that are from Iran. And then I have friends from Turkey. We grew up with people that are from Turkey. And I've never wanted to go out there." And she's like, "I want you to understand, war in the news, they make it seem like it's just bad out there." And then she starts showing me pictures of Tel Aviv and videos and her family and all this stuff. And she showed me websites. I would love to go to Tel Aviv and Jordan and stuff like that. As long as I know that I'm somewhat just a little bit more cautious, watching my back.
Right.
There's a lot of history out there. There is a lot of history.
There is.
And then I have family from Iran, so it'd be cool to go to Iran and see all that stuff. Yes, there's a lot of negative out there, but at the same time, look at it. It's beautiful. It's not just desert area. There's a lot of culture out there. There's some stuff that I don't agree with, like they eat horse and camel. But that's anywhere. You're gonna get that everywhere.
Okay.
It's historic. It is history. It's not like a main one, but if I had a lot of money, it would be there. I would be there just to experience it. And same thing with that. What's that? Where everybody goes, all the where the big skyscraper is. What am I thinking of? Emirates.
No. God dang it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
They have the man-made island that's the palm tree and stuff like
God
that.
Dang it. It's going to kill me.
Is it not Emirates? Something it's Emirates? It's going to
kill me. God dang it. If you guys know, please help us out. In the Middle East? Saudi. It's around there. Dubai.
I would love to go see Dubai.
Dubai would be wild.
Yep.
Just United the crazy shit Arab you see Emirates. Out there. Yeah.
Emirates, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's crazy desert town. Nothing's around it, but to see all that man-made islands.
It's like Vegas.
The tall. Yeah, it's huge. I don't yeah, it's just, it's another thing that you get to mark off the checklist. It's not something I would love to live there, but definitely to stop by. Yeah. You definitely get, if you have money, that's where it's all at.
That's
so
where you go. That's where you go.
You definitely get to stay out there. And then you got the two last ones, which are Australia and Antarctica. You can't really say, like, I want to experience, because Australia only has, like, Melbourne and Sydney.
Okay.
So
Tasmania.
It's, yeah, around, and you got Tasmania, area. The island Tasmania, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand was big for me. Australia with the Great Barrier Reef, I would love to scuba dive.
No.
And see that.
No.
No, you're not about it?
No, no. Australia looks dope, but there's too many things that could kill you out there. Like, you got the heat, the water, the mosquitoes, the snakes, the spiders, the jellyfish, the kangaroos, the aborigines.
Tell me why kangaroos look like they're on steroids. God.
Yo, where they be working out at?
The wallabies.
What should be feeding him?
Everything could kill you. The birds.
Everything could kill you in Australia.
It, I'm all for it. And again, comes down, those people that you would want to drink with, I want to drink with an Australian. Okay. I want to have a Foster's with them where they're like, here's a Foster's. And they'd be like, hell yeah. I know it's disgusting because I drank it when I was younger and it's cheap beer, but I want to have a Foster's with
them. Blah. Ooh, blah. But it'd be wild. Oh, yeah, they got sharks, too.
Yeah, Australia would be more for nature for me, and I would definitely would love to experience it. One of the – it's crazy to think. One of my favorite actors, besides, like, character actors and stuff, but I'm talking lifestyle actors, is Zac Efron. And it's weird. We'll have to get into it deeper, but Zac Efron changed his lifestyle because he didn't like how celebrity and Hollywood lived. He had really bad anxiety. That he couldn't even go to Hollywood. He didn't like doing all those shows. And then he didn't like how they made him like bodybuild and be that like just all muscle. Uh-huh. So he actually left Hollywood and he lives in Australia. And he said it's the most peaceful place, especially like New Zealand and Tasmania. He said the people are just peaceful. And somebody that has anxiety, he's like, this absolutely helped me out. Just being able to experience this and go back to Hollywood and get away from all that weird shit and go to somewhere where it's normal and they live healthy and stuff.
And
like
find
that,
yourself so. Again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd absolutely love to go to Australia. Probably, like I said, get me in New Zealand or Australia. I'm probably not leaving.
You can dip.
Mm-hmm. Probably not leaving.
You can dip.
And you got Antarctica, T.
Antarctica. I don't know if I want to be out there. Like, it'd be cool to like see it for a little bit, but
yeah.
All of that melting out there, the ice caps and shit, like polar bears, seeing some penguins and stuff. Like, it'd be cool. It would be cool, but I don't know. I don't know. After watching the X-Files, that movie We Believe, where they went all the way to Antarctica or wherever they went to and seen that crazy shit, it was wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
There's that whole like you can't go past a certain part, and governments like are fighting over the land, but they can't fight over the land. Secrets hidden and stuff like that.
Yep.
Me personally, I'd be probably the worst person to go to Antarctica because I would see like a dying penguin or something like get me in, and they say you can't interfere with nature, but I'd be that dumbass that'd be like, "Fuck no, stupid bird, get away from this baby penguin. You're not gonna eat him in front of me." I'm that one person.
I can't do.
What was it? The planet Earth when they followed that polar bear, and he was all skinny, and they were like, "He's gonna." I'm like, I've never been so mad at humankind, and I get it. It's nature. You're not supposed to interfere, but turn off the cameras and give him a freaking cheeseburger. Like,
well,
come on.
Shit. Or even with the orcas when they were on the side of the freaking ice and they were tipping over the seals to eat them.
Oh yeah,
that shit was nuts.
I love nature at the same time. I'm like, bro, you can't do that. Like,
that shit was nuts.
I'm bad with it. I'd be interfering left and right. They have that little thing that says, "Would you save? Are you that type of person that would save a animal over a human?" I'm like, yeah, yeah, that would be me. Unless I know you and
guilty.
You mean something to me. If I see somebody on the side of the street and you're getting harmed and then there's a dog on the side of the street, you best checking on that dog first. I'm sorry. I know me and Erica have gotten into it before, too.
Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, "You're dumb." Be like,
But she jumped out of the car when we were on the highway one time trying to save a dog before it got hit, and she wasn't even worried about getting hit.
That's me, man. I don't. It's the same, like, Even insects. I'm that one person that if an insect's in my house, I'll release it. I don't kill spiders.
Okay.
I don't do any of that stuff. And I'm not afraid of them either. Oof. Like, it just doesn't bother me.
Spiders scares shit out of me. I can't do it, bro.
The we reason...
tons of black widows in our window wells. I can't... Mm-mm.
Nope. I get it. Well, you live like in that area where it's brand new, so you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff like that. But they don't... If you don't bother them, they're not going to harm you. And that's spiders true. Are actually good for the house. I get black widows and you have kids. You have to be a little bit more protective.
Mm-hmm.
But Men in Black hit it, man. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
When he was about to step on that little bug, and he's like, mighty kind of you, good sir. That's them bugs have it. They have families, and I get it. Bugs don't have feelings. Fish don't have feelings. All right, Nirvana. Well, whatever.
Let they me all be do. Me. It's a life source.
You go eat your damn bacon double cheeseburger. Let me save the insects and bugs and animals and stuff.
So you got any honorable mentions? I forgot to say South Korea for the street food, the Korean street food.
Oh,
I would
love to
go there. I would pig out. I go out there and pig out at the fish markets or all the seafood markets and all the street food. Yeah, I'd go South Korea for the food.
South Korea. My dad was actually stationed up there.
Yeah, shit's crazy.
Okay, so we're doing good. We still got the topics, Steve. We got to go over some news stories real quick.
Okay, Nacho, hit us with the topics. We got some.
So we got to talk about news. This. I want to know why it's so hard for us in space these days.
I don't know.
Odysseus, the moon lander, landed, 2 days ago? It was big news. They didn't have any footage of it. It was made. It's actually, if I'm not mistaken, it was made here in Boulder, or the company that's funding it is out of Boulder, which is really cool.
Sure. Okay, homegrown.
Tell me why it landed on the moon and tipped over. How the hell are we having problems getting to the damn moon, and they trying to send people to Mars? We got Curiosity on Mars, and then they're saying in 1969 we landed on the damn moon with people, but we can't even get this damn thing to stand up straight.
I'm saying,
I don't know what's going on. Something is don't fishy. Add up.
So, and now we're starting to be like, man, the moon landing was bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Moon landing, I don't even bullshit. Care if it's real. Good job, you faked out the Russians, Cold War, all that stuff. It did not happen.
There's an account. Yeah, there's an account that I seen the other day on Instagram, and this girl was like, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You guys still believe in the moon landing was real? Are you kidding me? I was like, I get that.
At this point, like, yeah, maybe they sent some people up there later and they were like, oh, dude, we got to put plastic bags of poop here.
We got to leave our mark.
We got to put this up there. But in 1969, yeah, I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah,
bullshit. We're having problems right now. I'm pretty sure China threw a space shuttle up there on the moon most recent, and they were having problems as well. And they've got like 6G. Like...
If they're
having problems.
They got the good kind.
Yeah, they've got the technology. I don't know. It's different. It's something fishy is going on with the moon landing. Until I see a live 4K video of the United States from the or of planet Earth from the moon, you guys aren't doing something right, NASA.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Something's fishy up there in space, y'all.
Let's go on to the next one. That one was just a funny one that we wanted to talk about. This one, we did talk about this for a second, that fire that broke out.
Yep.
You're going to have to talk about that a little bit more because I don't remember it was from.
So the fire that broke out just recently, I'm pretty sure it was in Virginia, and it was like the whole Miami thing where tons of cops.
Yes.
Yeah, tons of cops came through. And they were saying that it was a gas explosion of a house. But if a gas explosion happens like that, why were the streets flooded with every single officer? Like I said, it looked like Miami. And then a couple days later in Chile was on fire.
Yeah. So talking about it was in Virginia because they were considered it was really close to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly where it was, but I did read that a captain in that district, a retired police officer captain. I don't know how you say their ranks or whatever.
Okay.
But he actually quoted that he had experienced house explosions, terrorist act, all that stuff, and he's never seen that many units show up for a house fire.
Is in Sterling, Virginia.
Yeah. So something is, I don't know, something is definitely going on. And then you were talking about the fire out down there.
Fire in Chile.
It's so crazy that people out in those areas are actually believing that this is controlled government fires to get rid of stuff. And the Hawaii fires were similar to that. The people are starting to paint their houses blue. Mm-hmm. And they're saying to wear blue hats and blue clothing. And people are believing it because I don't know what kind of technology it is, but if it's blue, it doesn't burn or doesn't get reacted to whatever it is. Yep. And if it's not, it catches on fire. Who knows?
Yep. It's nuts. And like, you've seen Oprah. I mean, like I said, we're not a conspiracy
we
podcast,
always go into the every freaking podcast. Might as well be.
But we see a lot of shit. Like, why are these celebrities that make money, like, when we said, what is, describe your paycheck, it's all about the Benjamins. Oprah, come on. You have a lot of money that you don't even need to be asking people for donations. You could shell that out.
Mm-hmm.
You could shell that out. But you're over here asking the middle class to donate when you got way more money than all of us.
Celebrities. We talked about this. Mm-hmm. That celebrities, we're going to, our next episode is going to be really, really fun.
Yes.
We're going to go deeper into that. But celebrities asking for money is a joke.
Yep.
It's definitely crazy. A joke.
It's crazy. It just goes to show, do they really have it? Like the whole thing with Trump. He's going to owe millions of dollars. And he's like, hey, dog, I ain't got that. Well, why you keep saying you do?
Yeah.
I ain't got that. Okay. So you're a paper billionaire.
Oh, yeah, so you're like really. The United States.
Yeah. Everything's on credit. Just print more money. Print more money.
We don't got that money, but we're going to give it to you anyway.
It's crazy. It's just fictitious. Yeah. So yeah. It's just crazy to me. I just, yeah.
Yeah. So let's, we'll go into one more thing and then we'll finish it out with some recommendations and stuff like that. But we're going to talk about the balloon over Utah. And why are countries allowed to fly these random balloons over states? Because there was that one that was over Montana, the one that was on the East Coast, and now this one that's over Utah-Colorado border. And the government's like, nah, it's okay.
This is so crazy to me.
Are we just at this point, because of the elections, just saying fuck it to everything, just waiting for something to happen?
Yeah, we're just waiting.
So then they could use it for their elections?
We're just waiting. Well, and then the whole AT&T outage.
Yeah, AT&T going out and half of, like, people that were piggybacking on it using roaming, like Verizon and stuff. AT&T went out. They went into the dark ages. Welcome to Oregon Trail, AT&T customers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Welcome. Hope you guys got your cabins ready and your horses are fit and your oxes are fit.
Damn it. Family got exterior. My oxen. I lost an oxen.
Oh, I got cholera. Cholera. It's, you know,
or AT&T.
It's so crazy, though. Like, there's just so much stuff happening, and we spoke about this movie, Leave the World Behind, and I don't want to say it's a coincidence. I don't want to get into that whole coast-to-coast AM type stuff, but it's like, why is this shit happening so much more and in abundance of the internet age?
Yeah, it's just crazy how, it's just close to the elections. It's just so much stuff going on. I'm just waiting for them to be like, COVID part two, get in your house.
Exactly. Yep. Last of Us part two.
Yep.
Get ready.
I wouldn't. The funniest thing is if it was like Verizon, like screwing up and they're like, yeah, screw you, AT&T. We're going to cut you guys all out. We need all the customers. Give them that to us.
We're the top now.
Right.
We're going to
charge you the most money, and you guys are going to get the same service, but we're going to lie and say it's better.
And we're going to bog it down. It's nuts to me, man. I'm trying to wrap my head around it, but you know, when things happen like this, it's, I don't know, sometimes is it the more you know, or just the more you're prepared?
See, one of these days, we're going to get a caller or a knock on the door, and they're going to be like, you guys know way too much. You guys be asking these damn questions. You gotta shut the fuck up.
It's like,
they're like, ha ha, we got you.
Who are your sources? Who are your sources? And it's all Men in Black. Yep, they're gonna get our stuff confiscated. Like, Let me see your search browser. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Like, isn't Alexa listening anyway?
Oh, bro, all the time. Siri listens, and I don't even say it. I don't even say the word because I don't want to say it right now to interrupt our podcast. But even basically saying anything remotely that sounds like it, it alerts it.
It's so freaky. Sometimes I'll just think of something. I'm like, oh, okay, I got to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll jump on like YouTube or just even like the internet, Facebook and stuff like that. And it'll pop up and I'm like, the hell?
Exactly. Like,
how'd you get in my brain? Who's up in this?
It's like, who's listening? Doing this? Who's doing this?
I don't remember talking out loud. And then I look at Timber and I'm like, are you even real? Like, is that bird outside real? Start freaking out like all those weird birds aren't real. Right. Earth is flat.
Watch when we go to our Google and it's going to be like, here's some flight ideas to go to X, Y, and Z.
Oh yeah. Or it's going to be like, this is how you answer the door when the FBI shows up.
Wait, what? Did I even type that in?
I don't know what. This is how you get a lawyer.
Oh,
what?
God, scary. Freaking scary. Oh, shit.
Funny stuff.
So what we got next?
Oh, man. We got the recommendations. Music, okay. Movies, anything going on. You want to hit it or do you want me to go first? Because I got some stuff.
Yeah, if you got some stuff, go ahead. I've been watching a little bit of things, but I've been watching a lot of movie recaps. So I'll watch like 8 movies in under an hour and a half.
See, that's not how you do it.
I know. I know.
You watch the damn movies. I'm like, T, have you ever? I haven't even watched this movie. I'm like, gosh, damn it, dude. We're going to talk movie TV shows that I'm going to recommend. And this was the one thing that stopped me from watching that one show that we were talking about earlier and got me into it, the new Avatar series. Avatar The Last Airbender dropped on Netflix. Dear God.
Nacho's been waiting, busting at the seams.
I am such a fan. I could teach you a college course if you want to learn anything about the Avatar and the Avatar world and universe. It dropped on the 22nd at 1 a.m. our time because it was Pacific time, 12 o'clock. I stood up, watched the first episode, finished it all in the next day. Like, I cleaned around my house, but everything around the TV was super ultra clean because I was so focused on it. Please, please, please go into it. If you've seen Avatar, the animated series, because we all grew up on it, don't go into it thinking it's going to be a cookie cutter. Give it a chance. It is absolutely wonderful. I give it 9 out of 10.
Okay. Let it set up roots. Let it set up
out of absolutely wonderful. I can't wait for the next season. I'm actually, once we get done with this, I'm probably going to rewatch it.
Okay. Dang. Not just about to jump on in.
I am. I definitely am. I do got to give a shout out or some song recommendations. And this is also a shout out. Box State Roots out of Colorado Springs, all from Colorado, Box State representing Colorado. They just dropped a new song, which is on all platforms, including Apple Music, called Just Right. Please check it out. Give some love to our state band. Yep. They absolutely represent Colorado. Yep. It's wonderful to see what they're doing. And this is their second song. It's great. It's absolutely wonderful. They dropped it on Valentine's Day. I don't think we've had a podcast since then, so I got to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then not talking about somebody that we personally know, and we're not giving just props to that, the Wallows dropped a new song called Your Apartment. It's wonderful. And if you know who the Wallows are, they're great. If you don't know who they are, the lead singer is from 13 Reasons Why. And I know a lot of people know that show.
Yep.
So definitely check out the Wallows. They came out with a new song, which is really cool.
Yep. We talked about him quite a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, and then I do have to give one shout out. Byron. I know we've talked about him multiple times.
Yes, yes.
Byron Graves is a local artist. He's actually native. He wrote a book called Res Ball. And the only reason why I want to give him a shout out is because the NBA All-Star Game most recently happened and his book was selected to be in the gift bags
all
the players and all the people that went to the NBA All-Star Game. So
that's dope.
His book is definitely getting recognized. It's already got 2 awards. It's got the little cool little platinum sticker and a gold sticker on it now. He's making waves, man. Somebody from Colorado that a lot of people know who he is, and then somebody that's native to make – he lived on a reservation. It's kind of about his life in basketball. Res Ball, check it out. Really cool stuff. So
that's dope. That's dope. Yeah. So let's see. So for me, I have, okay, I want to watch it, is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Childish Gambino. Oh, yeah. Bro. Danny Glover.
Bro. I'm trying to watch that one. But there's a dope movie that's on Amazon Prime. It's called Guava Island. And it's with Childish Gambino and Rihanna. Mm-hmm.
Have you not seen it?
Oh, I've seen it multiple times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've seen that one. I just haven't dove into Mr. and Mrs. Smith yet.
Yeah. Anything with Childish is Childish
is that dude.
He said he's going to drop a new album. If he does,
I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Childish. And
please drop an album.
I restarted Atlanta again. That TV show is just crazy, bro.
That show is nuts.
Like, you have to really digest and and debrief afterwards.
It's so good. Like, the whole, like, Afro sushi episode was just... That episode is probably one of my favorite, but then you got like the weird one where they're like eating humans, and bro, like, I was just like,
it's crazy.
What the hell is going on?
It's crazy.
This damn show is crazy.
I'm just, yeah, I just don't I don't understand it right now.
Or is that the episode where he, like, his friend dies, but then he's talking to him through I don't even remember the guy that's the rapper in that show. He's probably the funniest thing. He's got to get a haircut, and some dude like
that episode nuts. That
cracked me up.
The show depicts like the experiences, like they're not too far fetched. I remember the episode I was watching where Darius goes to Target to return an air fryer, and they're robbing Target.
They're robbing Target,
and he's being honest. Coming back.
He's the rapper, right?
No, he's the friend of the rapper.
Okay, he's the one that, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to rewatch that episode. I'm not going to joke. I know somebody, and I'm not going to say his name. Maybe we'll get him on one day so he could explain it. But tell me how he watched the episode about Goofy, the Goofy movie, and thought it was real. And he's like, did you know that they really did a whole biography on the guy that created Goofy? And I was like, bro, it's not real. He's like, what? I literally shattered his life when I told him it wasn't real. He thought it was real.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my gosh, dude. Like,
that is hilarious. That is hilarious.
That show.
Shit, what's another one? Succession. Succession is crazy. It's on HBO Max, and it depicts a very wealthy family just trying to, I don't know, it's just a bunch of corruption, modern day corruption in a family that just has tens of millions of dollars. But it's just crazy to see and to hear the lingo and see what these people that are in this higher bracket of money, what they do. It's crazy. It's a crazy show.
Do I want to see how they actually talk, or do I just want to keep my imagination as them talking like pops from regular show? That's how I see billionaires talking like pops from regular show.
They kind of talk a little reckless, though. It's a little wild.
Oh.
Pay you in candy.
Here you go, good sir. This should cover it. These are lollipops. Yeah, and I left you a tip.
Oh, shit.
I love Pops.
Pops is hilarious. Amazing. He's hilarious. I think that's it what I have.
Oh, man, T. Before we end it, I'm going to burst your bubble and make your night horrible.
Uh-oh.
You ready for it?
Okay.
So, I'm not recommending it, but I am going to say it's out there. They have, I think it comes out in March. I don't know if it's out yet, but I'll have to double check. But they have an interview and the other side of what happened between Selena and Yolanda.
Yes.
Yolanda's side. Oh, my gosh.
You know how we feel.
Do we watch it to give her the view? Or do we just say, fuck that? And everybody that's listening, do not listen to it. Or do not watch it. And we all know what happened. And don't let her tell her side.
Like what they say, fuck that puto.
Fuck that puta. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. We grew up and we were just indoctrinated to what happened, and we have this feeling towards that lady that took someone so precious to everyone, and just why all these years you want to say something now because you're getting a parole or you're up for parole? Like,
she's up for parole in 2025. You're saying that someone she gets else out. We all know 2025 is going to be the worst year ever.
It's going to be the worst year.
Like,
it's going to be the worst year.
2020 was the worst. Nope. 2025. Yolanda got out. This is just, I'm going to go hibernate for the whole year.
I'm going to be done. I can't do no more. I'm going to throw in the towel.
So I haven't dug deep in it. I'm pretty sure it comes out in March, but from what I understand, it's her side. And she's really trying to blame the family, not Selena. She said her and Selena had a really good relationship, but she's trying to blame the dad that made her lose control and this happened. She's trying to say that the dad and the family did some shady shit. Huh. So, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I just... But it's like, has she been saying that for a long time, or is this just something new?
I just want to know who actually gave her the... It was ID Channel or Crime Channel, and then it's also going to be on Discovery, I think.
Interesting.
And if they gave them the money, like, somebody go, whoever gave her the interview and said, hey, we want to do this, why?
Yeah. Just, why you want to hear her story? Why you want to hear it?
Oh, it just pisses me off.
Why it's you want to hear it?
It's even that other show. What was it? The Ted Bundy? Was it Ted Bundy that we just recently, everybody was watching and got crazy on?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm-hmm. They're coming out with another season for that. I was like, what else do we need to know?
What else do we need to know?
Him in prison and what happened?
What do we need to know? We're done. That story's old.
How many stories do these people get? Like,
let's keep it
moving. They did some dumb shit. They're idiots. Like, get over it.
Let's keep it moving. Interesting.
God.
There was one movie... that I saw. Well, it was a movie recap I seen. It's called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar with Benedict Cumberbatch, Dev Patel, Ben Kingsley. One of the guys who plays Voldemort, Ralph Fiennes, however you say his name, the guy who plays Voldemort, he who should not be named nameless. he plays Roald Dahl. The guy that created James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, he's depicting this character of Roald Dahl and telling these three stories within this movie. It's only like 40 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Something that I'm interested
in. And Pascal from Last of Us and The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He's also in it too.
Huh.
Yeah. And that's on Netflix. Check that out. That's on Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix, man. They'd be taking my money.
Oh, wait,
all the time.
I have Netflix. I was thinking of HBO Max. It's like, damn it, I just got rid of HBO Max.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not really watching anything on here, and now I need it back. Okay, Netflix.
Disclaimer, it's made from the same director of The Budapest Hotel.
Oh.
So it's like hella colorful,
I love that show. I love, what's his name?
Yeah.
Grand Budapest Hotel and
Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson. Mm-hmm. One greatest director ever.
Yes.
When you said what's his name was in there, Patel, I was like, oh, that sounds like it's a Wes Anderson movie.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Fantastic Mr. Fox. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Great freaking movie.
That movie's fucking awesome. The kids love that when I put it on for them. They're like, what is this? I'm like, Fantastic Mr. Fox is dope.
Fantastic Mr. Fox was... Absolute Isle of Dogs was great. Just everything of everything that he does was great. He had that other one where they're out and I forgot what it was called, but it had like Bill Murray and they're out in the middle of the desert and it's like based like UFOs are in there. It was really good.
Okay.
It was absolutely good. I'll have to figure it out and I'll mention it the next time. But anything Wes Anderson was great. Grand Budapest Hotel was probably one of my favorite shows ever.
Yep. So yeah, the new one is Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. It's interesting.
I'm probably gonna watch that instead of Avatar.
Yeah,
that's my next show today, tonight. let's end it with that. I love anything Wes Anderson.
Yeah, that was interesting. Crazy story, crazy visuals, the cinematography of it, it's different. And like I said, if you've seen Budapest Hotel, it's similar to the film structure like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He uses the same people. Mm-hmm. It's always the same actors and actresses. He uses the same type of Technicolor camera.
Yep.
They always have the same like dialogue and stuff like that. It's definitely unique. But if you've seen one of them, you'll love every single thing he's ever came out with. Yeah. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely like, yep, let's get this done with so I can watch that show.
We'll put it on. Yep. Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. That's it. I think that's all we got. We appreciate all the listeners out there. Please, please subscribe, like, give us comments. Like I said, the next episode, I think we're going to aim to do an Instagram live so we could see all of you guys. You guys could interact. We could see some trolls out there, which I've already heard that people are going to be fucking with us, which is going to be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's going to be a fun time. So y'all join us. We'll,
like, and the topics are going to be really good. We already discussed it. This one's going to be fun.
Yes, yes. This is going to be dope. This was a dope episode. Be tuned for the next episode.
Cool. All right. Catch you guys later.
All right, y'all. Peace.